Now ready to move on to Mishnah Yudalid, where Hillel continues and he says three statements. The first two statements seem very much connected to each other in balancing our relationship with others. On the one hand, if I'm not for myself, who will be? On the other hand, if I'm only about myself, what am I worth? Let's speak today about the first part of the Mishnah, Emein Ani Li Mi Li. And I think this phrase can be understood in two ways. A question of responsibility and a question of identity. Emein Ani Li Mi Li, if I'm not responsible for myself, who will be? Nobody else will. There's an important idea here of people realizing that their destiny hinges upon themselves, and not to look to blame others and use that as a justification for our failings. To realize that our potential depends on us and that it is in our control to determine who we will become. I see this in a beautiful story in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, where it talks about a person named Elazar ben Dorodaya, who was a hedonist, who was involved with all kinds of hedonistic pleasures. One day he sold all his possessions to travel to a famous prostitute, and when he was with her, he passed gas, and she said to him, just like that gas, so your life passes and disappears. It struck a chord in him, and he decided to do tshuva. He turned to the mountains, to the sky, to the moon, to the sun, to the stars, and asked them all to help him in his tshuva process. And they all said that they're busy with themselves. Finally, he realized, Ein hadavar toli elabi. It depends on me, and taking responsibility for myself. The Gemara says he cried, his head between his knees, so deeply until his soul left him. Bat Kol came out and said, Rebbe Elazar ben Dorodaya is driven into the next world. Rav Yehuda Nasi cried when he heard this, and he said, not only is he going into the next world, but he's called a Rebbe. Rav Yehuda Nasi said, some people gain their Olam Haba in one moment, in one significant moment, when they realize that it depends on themselves, and this is, of course, the teaching of Rebbe Elazar ben Dorodaya. Along a similar vein, Devarim Perek Lamed, the Torah tells us that the mitzvot are not beyond us or above us. Lo nefleti mimcha v'lo rechokahi, lo b'shamayim v'lo me'ever layam. The Sforno says, lo nefleti mimcha, that you need the Nevi'im to help you fulfill it, v'lo rechokahi, that you need the Chachamim to make it possible for you. Of course, we learn from Nevi'im and Chachamim, but ultimately, it's in our old hands. This idea of achrayut, of einam nili mili, we see also on a level of identity. The Sfat Emet says that every person, he quotes the Chiddush HaArim, his grandfather, every person is created for a particular purpose that only they can fulfill. Kol adam nivra l'taken davar miyuchad she'ein acher yachol taken, v'chein v'chol zman v'zman miyuchad tikun acher. If I'm not going to fulfill my destiny, which is my responsibility, nobody else can. Along similar lines, the Kutzker Rebbe said, if I'm me because I'm me and you're you because you're you, then I'm really me and you're really you. But if I'm me only because you're you and you're you only because I'm me, then I'm not me and you're not you. Meaning, if our identity depends on somebody else's recognition and acceptance, then we're never really ourselves. On a level of identity, we need to recognize we're all different. We all have our own personal mission and responsibility, and that identity is independent of other people's approval. Emein Ani Li Mi Li, we're responsible for ourselves. We are responsible and able to drive our destiny, and we are all unique and should judge and define ourselves based on who we are internally.